Well, we're not the only ones in the Christmas mood. Boy, they're in the Christmas mood over at Sanderson Ford, I'll tell you that. Sanderson Ford, they're built for Arizona. They're built for America. And they're built for the holidays with year-end, final days, biggest incentives of the year. Get 0% financing plus up to $6,250 cash back on America's most popular SUVs, including the Edge, the Explorer, and the Expedition. Now, are you looking for some ho-ho-ho low payments? How about $199 a month sign and drive, 36-month lease on a new Ford Fusion with no down payment? Or get Santa-sized savings over $12,000 on over 60 new F-150 Super Crew trucks to haul you, your crew, your family, and your load. Sanderson Ford is built to give back to the community. And man, did they yesterday. Their Operation Santa Claus. Romy, how many boxes full of toys did they distribute to the community?
Over 500. And when you say the community, that is nonprofits like Military Assistance Mission. These are all people that are on the very entry level, pay level of the military branch, which I don't know specifically what that is, but I mean, it's like, I don't even think it's like 40,000 annual. I mean, it's low. And then you've got Special Olympics of Arizona is another one of their nonprofits. And this is their 20th anniversary of their Operation Santa Claus.
Well, Miss Joanna from our office was out there, one of the Santa Elves volunteers boxing, and she said it was just an incredible environment. As a matter of fact, she told a story. She says the owner of Sanderson Ford, Mr. Kimmerly, walked in, and there was a couple helping, and he didn't recognize me. He says, I'm sorry, I don't think we've ever met. No, we're just here buying a car, but we saw we could help, so we're helping loading boxes.
It is a...
That's cool.
That's cool. A North Pole story happening right there at 51st Avenue, south of Glendale, on the showroom floor of Sanderson Ford.
You talk about, you know, looking for things to be thankful for, helping with a nonprofit charity like that, you know, puts a whole new perspective in place. And you realize just still, amidst all the chaos, how much we have to be thankful for.
And, you know, since 2020 has been a marvelous year, when you think about the 20th anniversary of Operation Santa Claus, that's the year 2000. What kind of disaster almost happened that year?
Yeah,
remember?
Really?
Y2K.
Y2K, exactly. Still going strong after Y2K.
Still going strong.
And how many since then?
All right.
Windows updates can drive you nuts, yeah.
Right. That's for sure. So we're here celebrating the holiday edition of the Rosie on the House broadcast. And we wanted to let y'all know that on Facebook, at the Rosie on the House, do you call it is it our channel? A Facebook channel? Facebook
page, I think.
Facebook page. Okay. YouTube channel.
Okay. You can find my wife, sweet Jennifer, in her own kitchen cooking my mama's Cajun seasoned pecans, and she shows you how to do it, how to apply the butter, what temperature to cook them at, how to season them. She even tells you how I like them, especially just fixed for me, a little extra cayenne and a little extra toasting on them. And of course, a little extra butter. Yeah. So that's at the YouTube, Rosie on the House. That's on Facebook page, Rosie on the House. And I just like to mention that all the pecans Jennifer's cooking, at one time, years ago, we would ship off to Louisiana and Texas to get our pecans. Well, we don't anymore. We just go to Green Valley Pecans south of Tucson, and they've got thousands of acres of pecan trees. They're some of the most incredibly nice people. The trees are beautiful. And if you're looking for a last-minute little gift idea, go to pecanstore.com, and they've got hundreds of assorted pecan treats. As a matter of fact, just go to the site, pecanstore.com, and just click on best sellers. That's all you need to do. You can look at the naturals. You can look at the chocolate covered, the candied, the gift boxes, the specialties, the local favorites.
The chocolate cover again.
But just go to bestsellers and pick something from there, and you'll thank me for it. So thank you, Green Valley Pecans, for participating in our little annual Baby K season pecan distribution.
And the reason that's come up today is we do cover the most popular FAQ, frequently asked questions.
That's right.
That's in our DIY database. And all December long, as you know, predictable, our top articles are how do I make my Christmas tree last? What are the Romero's pecan recipes? Our loyal listeners going and looking for that. When I made it for Thanksgiving, I even went to our website to look up the recipe myself.
To review the recipe.
I could go through all these cookbooks up here, but I knew I could get it faster by doing a quick search of our website. So I even contributed to that this week. So it's, we're in the Christmas time, in the holidays, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's. The only people that are doing anything on their home are really emergency situations. I've got a plumbing leak. I've got a roofing leak. I've got, you know,
or I'm really trying hard to finish something
right
before all the guests arrive, you know, for the Christmas feast. That's always a big push at the end of the year, but
it's really I've got this serious issue I need resolved now, and then usually around mid-January people start picking up back on the replanning of
the phones,
the next project. So
at Rosie Wright Remodeling, the phones melt down about January 7th.
And this broadcast
for a
is,
month.
Is a reflection of what happens during the week at the office and the phones and the homeowners, because that's what we're here for, is to be your
best friend.
Best friend.
Your best friend. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And that gets hard sometimes. But we keep trying. One of the ways I can become your best friend is if you're one of the millions of Arizona homeowners that have a home improvement planned for this new year, let me talk you through a few steps on how to pick a contractor to save you the agony and the grief of picking the wrong contractor. Now, this is a chapter that we've written and rewritten and re-edited as we continue to gain experience on how people end up with the wrong person, the wrong company. And then I try and do an autopsy on the job. Okay, how did you go about vetting this person? What questions did you ask? How many of his prior clients did you visit with? Did you check his subcontractors and suppliers to verify he pays his bill? No, he just seemed like a nice guy. He knocked on my door. Yeah, okay, well, if that's your vetting process, you got exactly what you deserve. Let me talk to you a little bit about the steps you should go through. And I promise you one thing, that for every hour you spend vetting your contractor, you have the potential of saving a month in misery.
And people don't, because that's not fun.
I know.
They want to get to the project because they want to get it done. They've got the vision of what this improvement's going to be. And so they just, you know, as fast as I can streamline to that process, I'm going to do it. And that's mindset creates the longest and most expensive process in home improvement.
Oh, it is.
It's possible.
We were just awarded a remodeling contract for a kitchen and master bathroom in McCormick Ranch by a couple that put us through the toughest screening vetting process. As a matter of fact, I asked him, I said, can I have permission to kind of use this and embellish our current information to help people? And he says, yeah, sure, absolutely. But he called the other day and he says, well, we'd like Rosie on the house to do this job. But here's how you folks out there can go through isolating who to or who not to use. Okay, step one. You've heard from me, and you've heard from the Arizona Registrar of Contractors for years. Verify their license, bonded, and insured. Licensed gives you some assurance they know what they're doing because they've had to pass a written test in that specialty to be approved to be operating in the state of Arizona. Verify the license is really theirs and that you can go to azroc.gov and you can search any person's name or any company name or any license number and verify they all tie out to what you're being told. Yes, this is who they told me owned the company. This is who they told me runs the company. This is how long they've been in business. If they've ever had complaints filed against them, it stays on their record. You can review them and see how the complaint was resolved. You can verify the license is still current. And then you verify they're insured and that the insurance is equivalent to at least what their annual volume is. It does you no good as a homeowner to get an insurance certificate for somebody that has, you know, $300,000 worth of coverage and they're doing $4.5 million worth of work. And a lot of companies, to save overhead, will buy minimum insurance and not be fully covered. And when you get that insurance certificate, take a look at when the expiration date is. Is the expiration date sometime comfortably past the completion date of your project? And then bonded, well, you have to have a minimum bond to be licensed, but you might want to verify, are they bonded to their annual revenue amount? That's another place a lot of times they cut corners. So that's licensed, bonded, and insured taken to the next level. But at that point, you've only just begun your vetting process. I've got some more tips for you, but we've got a couple callers that are holding on and would like to get on, and they weren't able to hold on. Okay, I apologize. My mistake. So one of the things, I'm going to continue in my story here about picking a contractor. Hiring that contractor that comes knocking on your door. I don't know how many years I have to say it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And the roofing industry is the one most prone to this. They'll knock on the door, recognizing by visual inspection from the curb that your roof probably is in need of some service, work, repair, or replacement. And you'll get the little cards or the knock on the door. That isn't the way you pick your contractor, okay? Don't think someone knocking on your door is properly vetted. As a matter of fact, assume they're not, okay? We haven't had storms in Arizona in a good long while, but it's not unusual for after big monsoons or the hailstorm of 11 or any big natural event that we have storm chasers. Contractors move in from out of town and they'll borrow an Arizona license or rent an Arizona license. Well, that's illegal. Okay. So anybody doing that is breaking the law. Don't believe in getting your bids that the lowest bid is your best deal. It's my impression in being in this business for as long as I've been that bidding for low bid is a wish and a hope that whatever they forgot or whatever corners they cut, you can live with that. Because invariably the low bid, if you're looking at two or three, and if they're significantly low, they're cutting corners, or they forgot something, or they didn't understand your expectations. I don't say this about very many European traditions versus American traditions, but in Europe, they'll get five bids. America, everybody kind of thinks three, and I'm not even sure that's right, but in Europe, they get five, and then they take the average of the five quotes, and who's ever closest to the average is the contractor they pick. Now, that makes a lot more sense to me than getting a series of quotes and just picking the lowest one. I don't know how often that works out well. So don't get tricked into thinking low bid is your best route. I want you to think long term. So I'm going to finish talking you through not how to pick a good contractor, but how to pick the best when we get back.